Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why did this bad thing happen? I don't understand. Why did God let this happen? And people even say it worse. I don't understand. Why did God do this to me? Yeah. You're asking the wrong questions. You're just thinking wrong.
Yes.
If you really want to know an answer, you say, why wasn't the Lord able to keep me? What hindered the Lord from protecting me? I need to know it so I can repent and change and get His full protection in my life, because we won't make it out the day without it. Is this okay or not?
Yes.
I know it's not traditional thinking, but it happens to be the words of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on, are y'all with me or not? Read the rest of it, because he brings it up again. He says, verse 4, those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Now, we would call this just a random accident. These people were out there at the Tower of Siloam. I don't know what they were doing. Doesn't mean they were doing anything wrong or bad. You'd say they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. When that building finally decided to crack and fall down, they happened to be right there around it, and it fell on them and killed them, 18 of them. And you'll see people get mad at God and rail. Because that's somebody's son, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's husband, right? That's somebody's family. God, why'd you do that? Why'd you let that happen? Why'd you do that to me? And people come up with all these ideas. Let's listen to the words of Jesus. He said, do you think that they were sinners, worse people, above other people that lived in Jerusalem because it happened to them? What did he say? Verse 5, I tell you,
no.
No. In other words, the answer to that is no. Quit thinking that. Quit looking at that. Quit asking that. Here's what you need to focus on. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now that sounds almost foreign to people. Repent? What's that got to do with anything? Apparently a whole lot.
Yeah.
Right? Let's let Jesus renew our mind. And you got a whole group of people today saying we don't need to repent.
Yeah.
Boy, that's dangerous.
Yes.
That is dangerous.
Yeah.
Repent means change. Change what you're believing. Change what you're thinking. Change what you're doing. Change. You change from here, it's like a 180. You change from this to this. And if the enemy is able to get to us, whether it's an attack, whether it's something else, don't be a fool and get mad at God. That is being a fool. He's your help. You cut him off, you get mad at him, you're done. It's over. You're not coming up and out. And when you look around, like we've already talked about, the curse is in the earth. I mean, there are animals and plants that are getting sick and getting destroyed. What did they do to deserve that? Nothing. It's because it's in the earth. And it's everywhere. And we shouldn't be shocked when something bad happens or something stealing and killing and destroying. The earth is full of the curse and controlled primarily by the devil and his crowd. So death, cruelty, curse is everywhere. But even though we're in the world, we're a different bunch. Is that right? And our God, whom we serve, is able to keep what we have committed to Him, and He can keep it all the way from here until that day. Through our entire life, every Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, every morning, noon and night, we can say, God is keeping me. God is keeping me. He blessed me and He kept me from all harm. Glory to God. But we have a part to play in this. It's not just all up to Him. Now notice with me in Job. Go to Job, the first chapter, and let's begin talking this morning about the hedge. Anybody want to talk about the hedge?
Yes, sir.
The hedge. Job chapter 1. Can any good thing come out of Job? You better believe it. You better believe it. Job chapter 1. Man, this is so big. I know we can't get it all today, but you're believing with us to get the right thing, right? Lay the foundation so we can take whatever steps we need to after this. In Job 1, let's begin reading in 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect. Now, that word perfect doesn't mean mistake-free. His heart, it has to do with your heart. The Bible said that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro. The Lord is looking for those whose heart is perfect towards Him. So you can do a lot of dumb stuff in your head and your heart be perfect. On the other hand, you can do stuff that's exactly technically right, but your heart not be right.
That's right.
And with God, it's always about the heart. He's always looking at the heart. He's one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. He was, by today's standard, a multi-billionaire. By today's standard. Bad place to get quiet. Anybody read this story before?
Yes.
There's about to be some issues with the enemy. Is that right? You know one of the reasons why? The devil hates a man of God or a woman of God. But if there's anything he hates worse than that, it's a rich man or woman of God. Because in this world, rich is influence. And rich is ability. You can use that ability for evil, or you can use it for good. Keep reading. His sons went and feasted in their houses every one his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of their feasting were gone about, Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Now, keep this in mind, because we're going to see that this is very significant. It said, thus did Job what?
Continue.
He didn't just do this a time or two. He did this all the time. He did what? He said, ain't no telling what they have done over there. In these get-togethers they're having, they may have blasphemed, cursed God, so he's offering sacrifice. He is in this frame of mind and mode continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan, or the Hebrews literally the adversary, came also among them. Now, another of the devil's names is Destroyer. Mm-hmm. If you read in Revelation, he's called Apollyon, and that means the Destroyer. And he goes about seeking whom he may devour or destroy. Jesus said, the thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. So what's the devil always wanting to do? What's he want to do with you?
Destroy
you. What's he want to do with me? When does he want to do it?
Now.
Every day of the week. I know that's not a nice thought, but it's the truth. Well, how come we hadn't already been completely destroyed? Because the Lord has been able to keep us, right? And we've had some issues where there were some things stolen and killed and destroyed, but not everything. We're still here. Come on, can you see that? And the areas where it was some loss or destruction or theft, is it God's fault?
No.
He's not willing that any should perish. So the question is not, God, why did you do that? Not, God, why did you let that happen? The truth is, we'd have already been gone long ago if the Lord hadn't kept us.
Amen.
Come on, I don't even have to explain to you the truth of that. How many different things you were that close being out of here, and you're still here, and that's just the stuff you know about. And you'll see the enemy is trying to get to Job to do what? Destroy him. And you'll see the Lord is limiting him and limiting him and limiting him. You might say, well, why did he allow some of it in the first place? Whatever you bind will be bound. Whatever you lose will be loosed. So much more of it is up to us, and we're involved in it than what people have thought. And the enemy in verse 7, are we brave to wade off into Job or what? So there, I said we, you and me both. So there was a day when the sons of God came, Satan was there, and the Lord said to Satan, where do you come from? And Satan said to the Lord, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. Sounds just like the New Testament. He, like a roaring lion, he goes about what?
Seeking.
To and fro, seeking what? What's he doing right now? He wants to destroy God's people, especially the ones who stand out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me